Hello.
Good evening, sir. Am I speaking with Charles? Thank you.
Yeah, who's calling?
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you so much, sir. Let's continue in that case. Thank you so much. And what is your race, please?
I'm black, African American.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And let's continue. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio? Or, like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
You're registered to vote. Thank you so much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. And the chances are 50-50?
I am certain.
Certain. Thank you.
Certain to vote.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thinking about the direction which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select the three that are the most important to you. Could it be jobs in the economy, racial inequity, access to abortion, education, crime and violence, transportation, property taxes, housing, healthcare, criminal justice reform, legalizing marijuana, or city budget and spending? You can choose the three top issues for you personally.
There's a whole lot in there.
Yes.
Racial equality.
Racial inequity, very well.
Mm-hmm. Women's choices.
What is that?
Really, I heard that in there or not.
Let me see.
Abortion.
Abortion, crime and violence, transportation,
health.
City jobs in the economy. Access to abortion, okay. Yes, it's one of them. And one more, sir. The choices are jobs in the economy, education, crime and violence, transportation, property taxes, housing, healthcare, criminal justice reform, legalizing marijuana, and city budget and spending.
There's so many more than three on there that
well, concerned. you already have two of them.
Yeah, I know. But I'm also concerned with crime and violence. I'm also concerned with legalizing marijuana. I'm concerned
okay.
with quite a few of them.
I understand.
Just take one of those.
Yes,
they're all
important. No, you have to choose. I cannot choose it for you, sir. That would be legal for me.
Crime and violence.
Crime and violence. Thank you.
Crime and violence.
Yes, for quality purpose, I cannot choose for you. Very well, let's move on. Thank you so much.
Right.
We'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the person or people or groups, please indicate so, sir. The first person is a lady by the name of Adrienne Hood. Are you familiar with that name?
No, I'm not familiar.
Never heard the name? Adrienne Hood?
No.
No, okay.
Never heard of it.
Shannon Harding.
I'll give him an 8.
An 8? Very well. Nick Bankston.
Never heard of him.
Never heard the name? Rob Dorrance.
No.
Never heard it?
Never heard it.
Very well. No. Another one is Lourdes Barroso de Padilla.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of that name. Okay, Kent, very well. Thank you. How do you feel about the Columbus City Council in general, from 0 to 10?
I'd give them a 5. 5?
Okay. Next one, another person. Farhan Jeedi. Are you familiar with that name?
Name again?
Farhan Jeedi.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Megan Kilmore.
I've heard of him. Don't know much about him.
So what? 5? Okay. Very well. Neither warm nor cold. Very
yeah.
Well. Louis Gill.
Never heard of him.
Never heard that name. The Fraternal Order of Police. How do you feel about that organization?
I'll give them a 5. They're trying, but they
okay.
Need a lot of work.
Very well. Another person, Nancy Day Okawa.
What is that last name?
Nancy Day Okawa.
What's the name again?
Nancy Day
Okawa.
Okawa, yes.
No, I've never heard that name.
No, not familiar with the name. How about Shyla Faber?
No.
Nope. Emmanuel Shyla
no.
Faber? Never
no.
Heard it? Okay. One more. Emmanuel
no.
Remy.
Nope.
Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Very well. Let's move on, sir.
Nope.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's the purpose of the survey. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and required them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First statement says, I would rather elect new people to a city council so the council can go in a new direction. Or, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which one is closer to your view?
You elect city council.
You want to re-elect? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank you, sir. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jeedi?
I'd have to look into him. I can't say.
All right. So, very well. I'm bound to ask you because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. But at this point, would you lean toward Bankston or Jeedi?
I don't know them.
Okay, very well. So shall I enter you as undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Very well. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, it's because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. Bear with me, please. If the November election for
yeah,
Columbus...
Yeah, but you didn't give me the undecided option.
No, I did ask you...
You gave me that option.
No, that's the last option I can give. I mean, if I ask you... If you're going to vote for one, and then I ask you if you lean towards one, and you have no answer to me, then I can ask you if you want to choose that one option. Thank you, sir. If the November election for thank you. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Okawa or Louis Gill?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose between one of them, would you lean towards Okawa or would you lean toward Louis Gill?
Undecided.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Hood.
If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Adrian Hood.
Adrian Hood. Okay, very well. What is it, Ms. Hood? Oh, right here. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some statements people might make about candidates running for City Council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, which means 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. 5 means the statement makes you more or less likely to vote for...
I'm sorry. I hate surveys. And this has gone on longer than I really want to go. So
it's only a few minutes more, sir. It's only a few minutes more. Would you help us, please?
Okay, we're doing slapping wings and.
Yeah. I want drummies.